The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. Rend Lake Area Tourism at rendlake.com. A little bit of heaven at exit 77 on Interstate 57. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Follow me and find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I hope you're kicking back, filling up your soda glass or your cup of coffee, whatever time of the day you're listening to us. But welcome, welcome, welcome for being part of the great outdoors. And I really do have to say that. For over 25 years, we've been bringing the great outdoors to you here on ESPN Radio. Thanks to them, you, the listeners, and our sponsors like Daiwa, Waterworks Marine, and others, Paul's Pizza in Westchester, that have stood by us for 25 years. Thank you, thank you, thank you to all of you. On today's show, we're going to have Captain Tony with the Salmon Report on Lake Michigan. We want to definitely check that out. And then we are going to be talking with Gus Manti of SugsFishingGuide.com service. That's S-U-G-S FishingGuide.com. He's a young guide on Eagle River and other lakes, and we'll be coming on to talk about fall fishing, which is fantastic in northern Wisconsin this time of the year and for the next couple of weeks. Then Wade Lewis, a wildlife biologist from the state of Illinois, who is responsible for, he's got a title that's about 8 feet long, but he's responsible for a lot of the upland birds, including dove and pheasants and things like that. But we're going to be talking with him about the dove situation, the population, what doves are, etc. We see them in our backyard, but he's going to give us more information about that. Then we will have the Aiden Fishing Report and a whole lot more for you in the last segment of the show. But before we go to Captain Tony, I want to talk to everybody about some of the hunting activities that are going on. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds everybody out there that the 2023 bear hunting season opened September 6th, a couple days ago. The black bear is, you know, the sign of the North Woods, as they say. And if you got a tag for one of them, you know, you've got a good opportunity and a very, you know, do well respect for the animal. That's all I'm going to say. Their bear season runs from September 6th to October 10th with the specific regulations based on the management zone that you're going to be hunting. So please, please, please go read the book. That's very important. Hunters should know that management zone and, you know, make sure their license and everything they are doing is correct. Also in Wisconsin, archery deer starts September 16th and goes to January 7th, 2024. Turkey zone 1 through 7 opens September 16th, also in Wisconsin. In Illinois, we have an October week of turkey hunting with shotgun. Goose season is from September 1st to the 15th in Wisconsin. Teal season's the 1st to the 9th in Wisconsin. Duck youth is from September 16th and 17th. It's a two-day special one for the youth hunters. The northern zone, though, normally opens in about September 23rd to November 21st. Southern zone is the 30th of September to, I think it's October 8th. Dove season is September 1 to November 29th in Wisconsin. Wabbit, don't forget that, September 16th to February 29th. And squirrel. Okay. From September 16th to the 24th of February. In Michigan, this is one of those things that drives me crazy. They're doing a routine environmental DNA surveillance for the invasive big-headed carp. And they do this with the Fish and Wildlife Service, and they picked up one single positive sample in the St. Joe River near St. Joe Benton Harbor area, according to the information they got on August 28th. They took 220 water samples that they collected in June, and they found one positive. But they said it doesn't mean that there's a fish there. You could have had been using a rod and reel in the Illinois River and picked up this DNA on your line, and you're using it in their water. So, you know, people don't get excited. But on a happier note, I want to wish a great happy birthday to a good friend of the show. I had him on the air several years ago, Dr. Tanner. This is the gentleman from the state of Michigan who started the whole salmon fishing thing that we have in the Great Lakes. And Dr. Tanner did an interview with me. I was honored. And I'm going to see if I can find that interview in the archives of Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And I'm going to play that because, you know what? This man changed the history of fishing for thousands of people and put had you catching the largest fish of your life right in your own front yard of Lake Michigan. That's so cool. All right. I tell you what, we got that. Now let's hear from Captain Tony somewhere on the big pond. Tony, where you be?
Hang on, here comes a big one, John. Oh, my God. No, it's pretty ugly, John. You know, we had some cold front come through. The lake got ugly and uglier and ugly. And, you know, it's safety first. You know, I'll always check the weather, and there's always another day.
Yeah, exactly. And that's one of the things that I respect Captain Tony so much for is he wants your time on the water to be an enjoyable time, not a time that you'll not enjoy.
Right, exactly.
Are they finding fish closer to shore now?
I think some kings moved in. They're pretty mature. I know the bait shop had a tournament. There were shore fishermen. There were kayak fishermen. There were boat fishermen. And I believe they were in, don't quote me, 60 to 30. I'm not sure. Couldn't give you a precise depth they're in.
Okay.
I passed that by about 4 miles when I go fishing, you know, but the kings they were showing were pretty dark. So I'm sure some of them were moving in. I had a client go to one of the other harbors. He called me, he goes, "Where's the kings?" I'm like, "I don't know." Somewhere. You know, I guess you called me. I would tell you to save yourself a trip 3 hours.
Okay.
You know, but, I think they're starting to stage ready going wherever they're stocked to spawn, you know, local Chicago harbors up north, you know, all the harbors. I'm sure they're going to stage it going on their time for their clock to say, "Hey, let's spawn," you know?
Okay. Hey, when you're going to go out, are you still running out 90 feet and beyond right now?
Yeah, I'm dumping in at like 100, maybe 140. Depending on what we're doing the day before and setting up there and working my way out. There's a lot of lake trout still around if you want some trout. Plus, we're catching some rainbows out there on the surface stuff like, you know, 120 copper, 300 copper, 400 copper. Once in a while, we'll get a little silver king mixed in. Nothing really that big to go wow about, but next year's fish or the year after. Dragged a couple little cohos around probably all morning, didn't even know they were on. But, you know, with the long lines, the 300 and the 400 coppers, it's hard to tell if there's a little dink on your line.
Right. Oh, it is. It is.
And yeah, we're still setting up offshore.
Yeah, still setting up offshore. Well, that sounds pretty good. Hey, Tony, give me a phone number and where to get more information to get out with you if somebody wants to do it. Because I think I'm going out with you Wednesday. So we'll have to find some of the salmon and the Lakers out there. But if somebody wants to go out with Captain Tony, where do they dial?
I would call the cell at area code 847-366-0741. Visit me on the World Wide Web at www.diamondghostcharters.com. I've got my rates page, directions, how to avoid seasickness on Lake Michigan, and testimony. testimonials on there, and I still do have some open dates.
All right, sounds good, my friend. And what do we all yell on Diamond Ghost?
Fish on. I was going to scream, hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on.
All right, Tony, we'll talk to you next week.
Safe out there, everybody. Watch the weather. Be good.
Bye-bye. That's the Diamond Ghost Charters, everybody. Captain Tony, you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
You love watching us on TV? Now you can enjoy the great outdoors every day of the week with a subscription to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. For only $14.95. Big issues loaded with the best of fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Each one packed with how-to new product showcases. Fishing or hunting, it's all covered. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-606-FISH. Know that Midwest Outdoors Magazine includes a state section for where you live. Each month you get the information that matters to you and where you hunt and fish. For only $14.95, you get big issues of the best of the outdoors.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, fish on! And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, fish on!
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you.
This segment is brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, fish on!
Call the office, tell them I'm sick, got some serious business on the...
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Got a steelhead running, honey, don't hold dinner tonight. In the main, heading upstream. I packed up my waders. It's a fisherman's dream. Yeah, the steelhead running. Yeah, the steelhead running. Yeah, the steelhead running, honey. Don't hold dinner.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And I think we have, you know, not quite a whole week left, but we still, for the first season of dove hunting in Illinois. But I had to get somebody on from the state of Illinois who could be the official word of mourning doves. So we have Wade Lewis, who's the, he's going to have to change his title because the DNR people have the longest titles on the face of the earth of what they do. He is the Habitat Team Program Manager and Acting Agricultural and Grassland Program Manager. Wait, why can't you just say jack of all trades?
Well, you know, we get to wear a couple different hats here at the DNR, trying to get everything done that we need to get done. So I've been actually habitat team program manager is a position I've done that for 15, 16 years, and trying to bridge the gap. I've been fortunate enough to have the opportunity to really used to be an upland biologist, so maybe we should go back to that, right?
Maybe.
So the grassland and agricultural program land manager used to be the upland biologist is what the title was.
But, okay.
We've changed that somewhere along the line, especially with it all happened actually with the Wildlife Action Plan, if you know what that is.
Mm-hmm.
We have a section in that with that title, and that person is in charge of that section, so they kind of made the title that to mirror the Wildlife Action Plan. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, people still call me the upland biologist.
Okay.
So, yep, I deal with pheasants, quail, rabbits, and doves.
Yeah. Doves, I think, are one of the, you know, yes, a pheasant is beautiful with their plumage. No one's going to say no. Okay, they're just gorgeous birds, okay. But doves, they just have a certain sleek look about them. They're just, I don't know what, maybe it's because when the creator made them, he made them aerodynamically perfect, but it's just that they look so regal and so very, you know, smooth lines and, you know, a graphic artist would have loved them, I bet. And
yeah, they are very aerobatic in flight, that's true, and there's, you know, they're everywhere,
uh-huh.
So people know what a dove looks like to have them in their backyard, you know.
Yeah.
They see them sitting on the side of the road. They have a beautiful, you know, it's morning, so like you're sad.
Mm-hmm.
Not morning like the, you know, sun up. So people know that plaintful cry,
mm-hmm.
let's say. And they come to your bird feeder, and they look smooth, right? They got that. If you get close to them, they have this iridescence to their neck, especially the males, where you see the pinks and
mm-hmm.
the blues. And you get one in hand, they really are beautiful. And they're smooth. And if you try to chase them out in the field, they're fun and a challenge.
Yeah.
To say the least.
Yeah. And, you know, okay, they're beautiful birds, but oh my God, you put them on a plate after they're cooked with a little bit of veggies. Woo, baby, call me up. I'm on my way. I'll bring dessert.
So my wife, bless her soul, is not a game. She doesn't partake in mm-hmm. most of the game that I harvest. But we were newly married. We didn't have a lot of money, and I had the opportunity to go out and I harvested unlimited doves. And I rolled them, I marinated them for 24 hours, and I rolled them in bacon, and I put a little onion on there and barbecue sauce, and I grilled them. And she came home, and I had the table set, right? You know, everything. Veggies, doves were in a nice plates, glass of wine. And she sits down, and she, just from work, and she's like, man, these are good, are they? And I didn't have the heart to tell her what they were because I knew she wouldn't eat them. I said, they're beef tips.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, oh, these are excellent. She had five or six of them. Finally, she goes, wait a minute. When did you have time to go to the store? And I, at that point, the gig was up, right?
Mm-hmm.
I had to admit what they were, and she goes, well, those were good, but she just has this mental block about eating something that didn't come from the grocery store, so she stopped, but she really enjoyed those seven or eight of them that she was able to put down. Yeah, they are delicious.
Oh, mm-hmm. exactly. Now, doves, are, you know, really, and we're pretty fortunate in Illinois where we live because of the flyways and different things like that. We have a great resident population, and that one of the reasons why there are so many of them, and by the way, if you're a bird feeder person, doves don't go to like to hang on feeders and eat from a, you know, a normal hanging bird feeder. They like if you put a platform
mm-hmm.
under your feeder, and they'll pick up all the seeds that are on that platform. That's what they like. That's sort of...
Yeah, you'll see... Yeah, if you have a bird feeder, they'll be on the ground underneath picking the stuff the other birds drop.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, they're cool about that. But, you know, as a hunter, these things, they got an afterburner. They're like an F-16 in that, with an engine in their, you know, under their tail feathers, you know, part of the anatomy I'm talking about. I mean, they can go up to 55 miles an hour.
add a little wind to that, they'll go a little faster.
Yeah, and you catch the little tailwind, and you better be at 70, you know? But, I mean, this is, you know, they're very aerobatic. You know, they fly, duck dive, up, down, left, right, everything like that. But they're also a very, they like making babies, for lack of a better term.
Yeah, they, so in Illinois, you know, they'll have a couple nesting attempts and broods. They'll actually, the average is about 3 to 4 young per year for doves.
Mm-hmm.
So they can be pretty prolific, being a smaller bird, and they are on the lower end of the food chain, so there's quite a few things that like to go after them besides us. In those type of species, you see increased production, right?
Yeah.
One of the bad things about doves is, you know, most people, if you live in an urban area, they'll be in your flower pot, mm-hmm. or they'll be in a tree in the backyard. They build these very flimsy nests. If you ever, it's just like 5 sticks in a tree, or, you know, sometimes they'll nest on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get a storm coming through with a high wind, those nests don't take storms and wind very well. So they have to be productive, for lack of better words.
Yeah.
They try as much as they can, and they'll put, you know, if they're successful, they'll have 2-3 nests a year. Mm-hmm. Now, they don't lay but more than 3 eggs at the most, but normally it's a 2-egg nest, and it takes about a month from stop to finish.
Mm.
So, yeah, they can pull off a couple of them. Yeah. With the weather we have here in Illinois.
Well, and, you know, to compare it, it's like a rabbit. You know, the reason rabbits have so many, what are they really called? It's not a brood, but so many
young. Yeah, they young, have a litter, yeah.
Yeah, a litter of rabbits is because they're at the bottom of the food chain, everybody. Everybody eats rabbit.
That's a good analogy, yeah.
That's how it goes. Now, population-wise, I know it can fluctuate from low to high. I've read over the years, you know, in the United States, because, I mean, these birds are literally from everywhere across the country, right?
Yeah, they go from coast to coast.
Coast to coast, I mean, and from halfway up Canada to probably Mexico, I would think.
Yeah, so they, yeah, exactly. They'll go from Canada, they'll winter. They are a migratory bird, so they fall in the auspice of the Federal Reserve, which is kind of the same thing, same umbrella as waterfowl, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they are protected by the Migratory Bird Act, and they will go as far north as the middle of Canada, and then they migrate south, and they'll winter in Mexico, southern United States. And there are birds that start north that will winter in Illinois, and then they are what they call like a partial migrator, right? So there's some birds that stay year-round. And you can see doves don't, you know, if you have opportunity to observe a dove up close, sometimes they'll be missing some toes. Those birds are birds that stuck around during the winter. And with our ability, as you know, we urbanize a lot of areas. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of bird feeders. They're able to stick around longer than maybe they normally would, you know, 150 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But they're neat critters. They, we don't know really why. Some migrate, some don't. Some go a long ways. Some don't go very far.
Well, I think it's like the Canadian geese. If there's some place for them to eat grass and have open water, they're not going south.
Yeah, the Chicago area is the highest wintering population of Canada geese in the country, which
mm-hmm.
It didn't used to be 30 years ago.
Right. You know, I mean, we have them all year round here up in northern Illinois and, you know, in Wisconsin, too. But now, you know, hunting-wise, I mean, when we're talking populations, I mean, I don't know what the national populations is, but it could be as low as 20 million birds, and it could be as high as 70 million in great years.
Yeah, so we do track populations, and it's divided in the United States is divided in three areas, and Illinois is an eastern management unit, they call it, of doves. So we have banding efforts all the states mm-hmm. that used to have United States, we will ban doves every year. And then we look at band recovery and there are formulas that they use to then predict population levels. We also mm-hmm. do federal dove routes. So there are routes that they do in the summer where they will just stop and listen for doves, and they're predetermined routes, and they're done year after year after year. So then you also can look at trends based off of your listening routes. So you combine those two efforts there, your banding efforts and your listening efforts, and you can come up with a pretty good idea of what the population is doing. Early on, as we started to urbanize the landscape, doves really took off. And there's a number of wildlife species that did this. They don't mind being around humans. And some of the stuff that we did really helped them. Mm-hmm. So they're kind of an edge species, right? They don't like interior forests. They like small wood lots, and you're treating your backyard and the tree in the fence row. And we created more of that habitat for them, and their numbers really spiked. But in the last 10 or 12 years, they kind of fluctuated a little bit. I think this year our estimate was around 47 million for the eastern half of the United mm-hmm. States. And then last year was when the lowest had been, and it was, It was around 40.
Mm-hmm.
So in the since 2002, they kind of fluctuate between 80 yeah. and 60 and 40 million, right around there.
Right. And for the hunters, I mean, a lot of, if you have private land, great. If you have sunflowers growing, and they're still on their stalks, they're not going to be interested in landing and looking on your property because, as Wade said, they pick up seeds from the ground. So once you harvest those and there's thrown, seeds that have been thrown out, they'll be picking those seeds up and finding stuff to eat that way. If you have a farmland that has got a grain crop where they've harvested and there's excess grain laying on the ground, that's going to attract the birds. It's very difficult. It's like just us. They're following the buffet table. If there's food at a state park hunting area in northern Illinois, but there's not that much food at a state area in central Illinois, well, guess where the birds are going to be, folks? They're going to be at the buffet table.
Yeah, exactly. One of the nice things about, could be a bad thing, boon or bust, we have a lot of row crops, and corn silage picking mm-hmm. starts right about now.
Yeah.
And a lot of our success is based on timing of harvest, mm-hmm. right? So I encourage our constituents who want to hunt our public land to actually go out and scout, right?
Yeah.
You want to go out and look at the sunflowers, make sure they're mature, make sure they're being mowed and they're putting that seed on the ground for them. And then, take a drive around, see if they're harvesting corn or cutting silage, because I heard a story this year, a guy had great sunflowers and birds were there, and then a week before the season, the guy across the road started cutting silage, and that's where they were. They were right there in the cornfield picking up that waste grain.
Yeah, and that's why it's so difficult to say that, hey, they're doing great at this area, but mm-hmm. not, because it could change the next day. It's that, but it's a lot of fun. They're very aerobatic flying. I mean, oh my God, up, down, left, right. Bring two boxes of shells, and you'll probably use half the second box to maybe get your limit.
Yeah, if you're shooting 50%, that's very, very good.
Mm-hmm.
You're pretty proficient at shooting. And it's a great way to introduce someone to hunting, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's low effort. As far as you're not walking around, you're just sitting in one spot normally, and mm-hmm. the birds fly to you. And, get a kid out there, let them bang around, punch holes in the sky. And the one thing usually about doves is you're going to have some opportunities.
Yeah.
Whether it's a lot or a little.
They'll be there.
But you'll get some. You'll see them. There's enough of them, you'll see them.
Mm-hmm.
You may not get a limit, but, if you scratch out three or four, that's a great day.
Yes.
Sitting there in the woods with your kid or sitting in the sunflower patch with your child or your neighbor's kid or a grandchild, doesn't matter, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're outdoors, you're enjoying it, you're having a good time. It's a great bonding experience. I still remember doing that with my dad, and he's been gone for 15, 16 years.
Mm-hmm.
One of my fondest memories is how I got started, rabbit hunting and dove hunting.
Sounds good to me. Well, Wade, thank you so much for coming on the show this morning. And once again, we're talking with Wade Lewis. He's the Habitat Team Program Manager and Acting Agricultural and Grassland Program Manager.
Yeah, good job.
Boy, I had to take a breath to start that one. For the state of Illinois. And he's just somebody who, he's one of the biologists who doesn't just talk the walk, he walks the walk and gets out in the field and loves to do everything we love to do in the great outdoors. Wade, thanks for coming on.
I appreciate it, Chauncey.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks Marine, the largest Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, has those 2024 boats you have been waiting for today, and they're powered by a Mercury outboard. These are the boats that people are talking about, and Waterworks Marine has the largest selection of anywhere in the country at a price you want, and once again, powered by a Mercury outboard. Waterworks also has a few 2023 Lund and Lowe boats with a Mercury outboard, but they are being sold at rock bottom prices. But you still have time to enjoy your fun certified Waterworks boat, whether it's fishing, a fall color ride, or a day with friends. Let your boat from Waterworks Marine make the day special. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com. And stop in at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Chauncey here. A couple of weeks ago, I was really fortunate and held the new Tatula MQLT line of spinning reels that was just released by Daiwa. With new features like a one-piece monocoat frame, an air drive shaft so you don't feel any friction when you reel, add to that and more, the Tatula MQLT line of reels has a gear ratio from either like 5.8 to 6.2. So you can fish it as slow as you want, or you can fish it as fast as you want. Stop in at your favorite tackle shop that carries the full line of Daiwa and hold that Tatula MQLT reel. Trust me, you won't leave the store without one. Hello everyone, Chauncey here, and I highly recommend the newest Italian family restaurant in the western suburbs is now open to rave reviews. It's called GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. This is a true family restaurant with a menu of the freshest ingredients with attention to detail and creativity. GP Italiano invites you to join them for dinner out with your friends or even that special person. Or how about dinner with your family with special pricing just for kids for homemade pastas and pizza for only $8. You can't go wrong with that. You'll come back twice a week because the kids will want to come back. But with an appetizer, salad, homemade pastas, entrees, artisan wood-fired pizzas, and more, oh, it is so good. Make your next dinner reservation or pick up to go at GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. Give them a call at 708-325-4590 and tell them Chauncey sent you. If you want to stay in the know on the latest outdoor news and information, go to Facebook/ Chauncey's Great Outdoors and like us and become one of the sportsmen in the know with Chauncey's Great Outdoors on Facebook. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information on advertising and sponsorships, contact us at ChaunceyMedia@AOL.com. That's ChaunceyMedia@AOL.com. This segment is being brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, where every boat sold is a fun certified boat.
In a itty bitty pool swam three little fishies and a mommy fishy too. Swim, said the mama fishy, swim if you can. And they swam right over the dam.
This is Johnny Bench, and you're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Boop, boop, diddum, daddum, why don't you? Boop, boop, diddum, daddum, why don't you? And they swam right over the dam. Stop, cried the mommy fish, or you will get lost. But the three little fishies
did. Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And you stuck your head outside isn't that nice to feel the weather changing? The nights are getting cooler, you know, and everything else. And a couple nights ago, we had that big full moon, and I was shaking getting out of my car because I wanted to be on a lake with a topwater lure going and watching something just go whoosh. And, oh, but I wasn't. So I got the next best thing. I'm giving my friend Gus Manti a call. He's a professional muskie guide up in... You're on a lot of lakes, aren't you, Gus?
Yes, that's correct. I'm in a whole bunch. I'm mainly in the Vilas and Oneida County area of northern Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
And I cater to, just a whole variety of lakes based out of Eagle River, but I'll drive around both counties.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Now, Gus, one of the things, yes, I love fishing throughout the year, but to me, fall fishing just has big fish written all over it. And yes. Especially up north, right?
Yes, for sure.
This time of the year, you should be seeing a little bit of everything, wouldn't you say?
Are you saying tactics or just weather-wise? Because weather-wise, for sure.
Yeah, weather-wise, it could be cold or it could be hot. It could be even snowflakes. Oh, slap my face. I don't want to say that.
Not yet.
Not yet. But I mean, like, you know, your walleye are going to start, their whole patterns are going to change. You know, mm-hmm. your muskie that I know you love to fish for is going to change. There's so many different things. And is this the time of the year where you see better action for your clients?
I would think so, yes, because I think there was amazing action earlier in the year.
Mm-hmm.
Late June, July kind of gets that first big heat up and push of fish onto structure that whole time of the year. And they still managed to get some fish in like mid and late August, but it kind of went stagnant there
mm-hmm.
for a little bit. And I knew that it was just kind of leading up to this big first cool down. And as we speak, the weather is changing outside, and it's about to be, you know, highs in the 50s and 60s, lows in the 40s. And I definitely believe there's going to be a massive wave of fish shallow. And usually when fish are shallow, they're vulnerable to a whole bunch of different types of presentations. And some of them that people really, really do enjoy catching fish on are bucktails and topwater.
Mm-hmm.
Those are going to be the staples. And I am, as always, a lover of like a bait called the Suic. You know, it's classic jerk bait dive and rides. And that this is, you know, September, this is the month to bring that bait right back out. And I do think there's going to be quite a bit of action for my clients. And this is definitely a shot at a very large fish in shallow water any time of the day.
Well, and for whatever reason, I think the fish, because they're looking for the bait fish and stuff are going to be looking for warmer water, which is going to be in the shoreline area. And the fish we want to catch, whether it's, you know, bass, smallmouth, walleye, you know, hand-sized bluegills, muskie, etc., they're following the buffet table. The buffet table moves mm-hmm. closer in, then we move closer in. That's how it goes. Mm-hmm. when the yep. weather was warm and the buffet table moved to deeper water and spread out, well, then you got to look around, you know.
But yeah. Oh, I mean, it's true. They're going to begin to concentrate a little bit too on where they're holding, and just because they're super shallow, I mean they're definitely going to be holding starting to closer to their deeper haunts for the mm-hmm. winter. You got to remember that they're already probably thinking about that now that the water temps are dropping rapidly.
Mm-hmm. Now, and they just want to bulk up for winter. Because they know,
mm-hmm. yeah.
excuse me, they know that, you know, they can't go through the drive-thru and pick up a quarter pounder and a order of fries. And
no, they need more than that.
Yeah, it's true. That's very true. And, you know, this is where you going up north, yes, you could be a fisherman for a long time. You could have fished for many years. But you know, when you go to a body of water that somebody's been on, they understand it. They understand the whether it's the clarity, the temperature, the algae, whatever. They see it more than you will ever. So what they wind up doing is they get you on
they shorten your learning curve to get on a strike. And that's what a guide like you, Gus, does, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct. I mean, not only that, I mean, I know that there's people out there that can go and catch a whole bunch of fish, but it's also just like, you know, learning the techniques of different lures, or even if you're a first-timer, just going back to the basics of learning how to cast,
mm-hmm.
learning how to get more distance out of your lure, learning how to effectively work that lure in different types of situations. And, I mean, with your time on the water, I mean, you can use the same bait the whole time, but, I mean, every day is going to change. I mean, you might be looking at using a technique you've never even thought of using. I mean, I've been kind of doing that lately. They've been not always just hitting a bucktail or, say, just a typical rubber presentation. Mm-hmm. I've kind of had to think outside of the box, and those are just, like, cool things that I like to, you know, give that information out to my clients and good information for them to have so that they can hopefully use that information on their own and go catch big fish, you know, on their home waters.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, you're putting people on, like you said, at this time of the year, it's starting to move a little more shallower. And when you're fishing large open waters and you get a big strike, whether it's or you're bouncing the bottom looking for some, you know, a 5 pound plus walleye, or you're, you know, working for a muskie in the open water, it's a good strike. It's a solid hit. You fight the fish. But when you get a strike in under 6 foot of water, let's say, you know, six to eight foot of water and less, holy, but Jesus, it's a whole different action, isn't it?
Yeah, you'll be able to see the surface commotion immediately. Actually, just the prior week leading up to Labor Day weekend, it actually kind of had that first little bit of cold
mm-hmm.
going on, and it was like a first taste of shallow water fishing, and we got all of our action the other week in the shallow water in heavy weed cover and primarily 7 feet or less of water. And there was a few of the hits where the lure hit the water, and before you can get the next pull in, the fish had the bait. Like, they were eating it right away. And I think we're just landing right on their heads, and they were causing so much commotion in the water, and it was like, I don't know. Those are the strikes that I'm really looking forward to.
Mm-hmm. Well, because they're in shallower water, they hit, so they're not hitting it in 6 feet, 10 feet of water, you know, where they're working below the boat. They're hitting it on that surf, and man, talk about excitement. I mean, it will make your knees buckle, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody on someone on the boat always says, I think we need a bigger boat, like from Jaws, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, what have been, you know, some of the lakes that you've been, you know, guiding on, which ones have you been having a lot of success on this year?
For me,
mm-hmm.
so I stick in the Eagle River area, so I do actually fish the Eagle River chain a lot. That's a pretty famous chain around here for primarily numbers. We've been seeing some decent size come out of there, but I've been liking it just because it's actually the chain where I grew up fishing. It's basically how I learned to muskie fish. My first ever
mm-hmm.
muskie was caught on Cranberry Lake. And to me, that's just my favorite to go around, because if something's not working on one lake, instead of having to take your boat out of the water, you can just drive to the next one,
mm-hmm.
through a channel. And, other than that, I have been sticking to still, I mean, I love fishing clear water, but I'm just a stained water guy. I've been fishing all the area, stained lakes, small, you know, 200 acre lakes all the way up to 1,000-plus acre lakes, and those have kind of been my bread and butter.
Oh, yeah.
So that's primarily what I fish around here.
Yeah, and you know that you mentioned Cranberry Lake, and I've spent a number of days on Cranberry Lake. As a matter of fact, I was walleye fishing and lost my fishing rod off the boat, and then about 15 minutes later, we were jigging for walleye again with my buddy, and he hooked a line, and we picked it up. We caught my rod back.
Oh, my goodness.
And that was all on Cranberry. Hilarious. That was all on Cranberry. It's a fun
lake. Oh,
but that whole Eagle chain, because I want to say, is it tannic? In the root system in the ground, that you get a little color, that little off color in the lakes, right?
You do, yes. It's the year, every year it starts off with a little bit of good clarity post ice, and that's when I do a little bit of walleye fishing. But around that 4th of July, give or take 2 weeks, because it can really vary. I mean, for example, this year it completely varied. I mean, by 4th of July, we still have some good clarity. Whereas in 2022, mm-hmm. by 4th of July, I could barely see 6 inches into the water.
Yeah.
And right now, this time of year, we've gone to that, like, murkiness, but it's also starting to bloom, like, get a green bloom to it mm-hmm. from some of the lakes in the Eagle River chain. And that's definitely my favorite, because I think the fish have to feed on sound and vibration.
Mm-hmm.
And going off of like silhouettes. So this is the time of year when I break out all black lures.
Yeah.
Even in the middle of the day when it's sunny, I will use an all black lure just to put out a good presentation in the water for mm-hmm. those fish to key into them and find the lure a lot easier.
Yeah. Everybody, as he's talking, I'm flipping through his website. It's Suggs, S-U-G-S, Fishing, suggsfishing.com. And I'm sitting there going, oh, nice fish. Oh, geez, nice fish. Oh, geez, nice muskie. Oh, geez, nice.
Well, I got to capture the eyes of the people checking out my website, you know.
You definitely, you know, captured it out. Now, when you take somebody out, client, do you go out with, is it a two-person charter?
I do cater up to three.
Oh, okay.
In my boat with me to total at four.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
And, yes, I offer a half-day trip and a full-day trip at the moment. Half-days are 4 to 5 hours, and full-day is about 9 to 10 hours, give or take, with driving, mm-hmm. or if there's a lake change or lunch or something in the middle.
And you can find out all this information on your website, suggsfishing.com. But like I said, you know, we're talking to, you know, Gus Manley, and he's a young guy. Well, everybody's younger than me now, I hate to say it that way. But, you know, we're talking to a young guy who loves to learn to fish these lakes. I mean, the guy been fishing it since he was probably in diapers. No offense on that, Gus.
I'm taken. There's a picture of me way back in the day holding a bluegill and a rod off the dock, and I'm pretty sure I'm naked. So
that's my kind of fisherman.
You know, very, very, very young age.
That's it. That told you got a guy who knows what's out there. But really, so, I wanted to, you know, talk to you about just that. This is a time of year when, if you haven't planned your trip up north, now is the time to do it, because you, whether it's a weekday or a weekend, call you up. What's your phone number, by the way?
My phone number is 920-264-3816.
Okay, I'm writing this down. 920-264-3816. That's Gus Manley, and he's a muskie guide and everything else fishes for up north there. And this, I would definitely, if you're looking to go up north, you want to do it in a great way and have some fun with someone who knows the bodies of water up in the Eagle River chain like the back of their hand, I think Gus is the guy you want to go out with. Gus, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate you giving me this call, and mm-hmm. I look forward to talking with you again.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Let's keep in touch, my friend. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks Marine, the largest Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, has those 2024 boats you have been waiting for today. And they're powered by a Mercury outboard. These are the boats that people are talking about, and Waterworks Marine has the largest selection of anywhere in the country at a price you want, and once again powered by a Mercury outboard. Waterworks also has a few 2023 Lund and Lowe boats with a Mercury outboard, but they are being sold at rock bottom prices. But you still have time to enjoy your fun certified Waterworks boat, whether it's fishing, a fall color ride, or a day with friends. Let your boat from Waterworks Marine make the day special. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com and stop in at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Chauncey here. A couple of weeks ago, I was really fortunate and held the new Tatula MQLT line of spinning reels that was just released by Daiwa, with new features like a one-piece monocoque frame, an air drive shaft so you don't feel any friction when you reel. Add to that and more, the Tatula MQLT line of reels has a gear ratio from either like 5.8 to 6.2, so you can fish it as slow as you want, or you can fish it as fast as you want. Stop in at your favorite tackle shop that carries the full line of Daiwa and hold that Tatula MQLT reel. Trust me, you won't leave the store without one. Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. Wren Lake Area Tourism at WrenLake.com. A little bit of heaven at exit 77 on Interstate 57. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
I'm listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
Yeah, the bluegill boogie. When the bass ain't biting and the trout are gone, try the bluegill boogie, you can't go wrong.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And that was pretty interesting about this young muskie guide up in Eagle River area. And then also about the mourning dove. I learned a lot of stuff from the gentleman that was on with us. I mean, it was really a cool thing. I liked it a lot. Let's go through a couple of things. First of all, the Cook County Forest Preserves, A River Through History at the Splaines Valley Rendezvous. This is today and tomorrow going on at Columbia Woods. You park over at the UPS operation and they bus you in. There's a small fee of kids on six, five and under are free, 10 for adult, 5 for senior citizens. Children between 6 and 17 are like $5. This is a great way to just learn about the history of the great outdoors and rendezvous from the old days, you know? Okay. All right. I'm going to be talking with the Department of Natural Resources regarding Heideke Lake, because I've had a couple of conversations about the water level, and I'm just not getting a satisfied answer, so we'll keep you posted on that. But let's give the aid and fishing report from Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, loaded up with 2024s. Papa, the lake was way too dangerous on Thursday, so Dad and I went inland fishing to Big Blue Lake. The big boat is coming out of the water in 2 weeks, so I'm back to inland fishing. That's okay. I'm having fun. On Big Blue, we caught a lot of bluegills. Some were hand-sized, and then we caught largemouth bass by the lily pads on the far west side of the lake, and I was using some of those topwater baits that I got from your tackle box. Well, that's what I want. Okay. Hope to see you soon and next weekend, Grandpa. Love you. You're a fishing magician and professional bass angler in training. Aiden, And once again, our fishing report from Hayden is sponsored by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Let's not forget that. Channel Lakes area, Channel Catfish are doing really well on a lot of different baits up there. You're also seeing some activity on Catherine and Marie. Bluegill are starting to come back on small baits. Small baits, don't get crazy. Just go with small baits. But the thing that's intriguing me is Mutiny. The Blarney Bassmasters went out, had their tournament during the middle of the week, and they caught, some guys caught some nice fish there. The bass are still there. You just got to work for them. They've been pounding pretty hard all summer, so let's not think that you can get away without working for them. Northwest Indiana, most anglers are salmon fishing than even thinking of trying for perch right now. They're doing pretty well in the Michigan City area, so that's a good sign. I like all that activity. And pretty soon we'll start seeing perch coming back, but they're getting steelhead, some Chinook salmon, and lake trout in that area. Out of Delvin Lake, our friend Captain Dave Dewey said the boats are off the lake except for the fishermen, pretty much. Pike can be caught either trolling crankbaits or by fishing suckers and picking up some nice fish. While I still remain, that's a technical term, largemouth bass, our best bite on the lake right now, very active around the deeper sides of the weeds, and that's something to work with. DuPage, Fox River are both yielding some nice catfish. Fox River has given up some flatheads this week. That's always a very good sign. I'm pretty excited about that. And so we got to keep up all of that activity of what's going on out there in the great outdoors. You also heard the Northern Wisconsin Fishing Report from Gus talking about all the activities starting to move shallower, which is getting a lot of people excited. Bluegill are very good. Yellow perch are very good up northern Wisconsin right now. And when the perch are active, the pike and muskie are active. Just like we like to eat perch, they like to eat perch. Don't forget that. I mean, there's tons of stuff going on out there. Captain Tony gave us a little bit of a report up there. They're catching some steelhead. And kings from shore. Also, boaters are picking up some smallmouth bass along the walls and Navy Pier, the break walls, and different things like that. Let's not pass it up. It's always a very, very good sign to check out. And whoop, I can hear the flute playing, which means we're coming to the end of the show. And I always like to leave you with a Native American proverb. This one comes from the Ojibwe. And it's kind of a neat one. It says, each of us must find out for himself or herself what their gift is so that they can use it in their life. Each of us must find out for himself or herself what their gift is so that we may use it in our life. How very true. From the Ojibwe Nation. Please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, or the fish we catch. We're borrowing it all from our children's children's children. See you next week, right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.